Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love him. I love his ways. I love his will. I love his purpose. I love people. And I love the Lord my God and King. He has always been there for me. He has always had my back. And every time I trust him, I have never been disappointed. He always exceeded my expectations. Every time I asked the Lord for knowledge or wisdom, when he gave it to me, it didn't just solve the problem I was after. It solved many other problems along with it. And it opened the door for me to understand more knowledge, more understanding, and receive. I was able to receive his words even better. Now, all these things, I value that. And I know that this is what the Holy Spirit came to do. That's why it's my favorite scripture in the whole Bible, that when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, will guide you into all truth. See, we're not just down here stuck in a warfare with Satan. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us. Jesus didn't just die to save us, and he didn't allow his body to be broken. He allowed his body to be broken for our healing. But that's not where he stopped. He laid his life down for us. He allowed his body to be broken. He allowed them to pierce his side. He laid his life down on the cross so that we could have salvation. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So they chastised him, and we got peace out of it. He was bruised for our iniquity, to stop the iniquity. See, iniquity is what, you know, that's the sins of the generations, basically. And he was bruised to separate us from all forms of darkness. He even gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Are you depressed? Praise God. Are you sick? His body was broken. Claim your healing. Are you disconnected from the Lord? Get saved. Believe on Jesus Christ. But all those wonderful things I just described, Jesus is doing something else also. After he laid his life down for us, he picked his life up and he picked our life up with him. That's why you can claim salvation. And then, you know how you get saved and things are wobbly. You don't know, you don't want to sin, you don't want to do anything wrong, and you're afraid you're going to fail. Well, he's our high priest, pleading your case to God himself. And the Father set all this up. Father God set all this up. Then, he didn't stop there. He gave us his word. And the word, you know, every word that we hear from the Lord, you know, Jesus quoted the word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So he made sure that we had the written word, which is the Holy Bible. It's a collection of writings from holy men of God. You know, Peter talked about it in 2 Peter chapter 1, the end of it. The end of 2 Peter chapter 1. He said the Lord has given us a more sure word of prophecy. And by his word, we're clean. Jesus told his disciples, you're clean because you've heard the word. Same thing, we have a brand new spirit, but we have to fill our heart with the word of God, and then we can live a clean life. We can live with the knowledge of God in us. So he died for us. His body was broken for us. He's our high priest. And then he gave us his word. The first part of 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us how to receive the word and fortify our heart with the word of God. But see, verse 17 reads, it says, for we receive from God. Let me go back a little bit. He said in verse 15, he said, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. Now watch verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, they heard God say this about Jesus. But watch what he said in verse 18. "And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." And that's what we follow when we study and receive the words written in the Holy Bible. But this is the thing. The Word of God is alive. Those words are alive. And there are those people out there that try to discredit it. And what they're trying to do is discredit Jesus. But you can't, because Jesus has full credibility. They just excluded themselves. Don't let them exclude you. Don't go to hell over lukewarm people that won't make up their mind to follow God. Don't lose out because you listen to the voice of men that call God a liar. But go to the Word of God and fortify your own heart, because God loves you. Jesus cannot be discredited. Satan can't take away what God has given him. He said, "All power in heaven and earth is given to me. And I give to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." That's what Jesus came to do. So he's our Savior. He's our healer. If you're depressed, you can worship him and destroy depression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The sins that keep on hound dogging you, following you down, worrying you, break it. Jesus, he was bruised for that. That's broken in new birth. And if you want more information, all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit. See, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And that's what I had to do. Now, the last broadcast, I talked about it, how when I cried out to the Lord, the year that I got called to the ministry, Satan sent demons out to tempt me with women. And there was no place I could go where women wouldn't flirt. And it's embarrassing to talk about something like this. That's why people don't talk about it. But I don't care. I went to the Lord. I said, "Lord, I want to know how to kill this problem." Now, the Holy Spirit can show you something spiritual. I understood this spiritually. And it took a long time for me to put it in biblical words. But first he taught me to love his people. In 87, I got called to the ministry, spring of 87. And as soon as I got called to the ministry, I told y'all about the fight I almost got in. And the Lord, a friend of mine made me mad at him, and I was ready to fight him. And I lost all compassion. I had no more strength. So at my weakest moment, I was going to fight. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil." That word charged my heart. See, a spoken word from God can charge your heart just like the written word. And that's how I learned this. So I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, I'm going to make a mess of things. I almost made a mess today." I said, "Teach me how to love your people." So for a whole year, he taught me principles about love. Well, then the next year, the enemy tried to, that fall, he started trying to tempt me with women. So I stayed out to the Lord about it. I did all the scriptures I could find, but I kept out to the Lord and I asked him, I said, "Show me how to kill the problem. I don't want to live with evil thoughts, fiery dark thoughts in the back of my mind. I want to be free from it. And I want to know how Jesus did it." Well, when he taught me to love people, in another situation, he showed me a vision. A friend of mine was upset with me, but I didn't get upset. I practiced what the Lord taught me about love. But he said, this is what he showed me spiritually. I said, Lord, how do I kill the problem? And he showed me that vision. He said, you handle it the same way. In other words, the short version is this. When you determine to love somebody like God loves you, that's agape love. Peter teaches us to love people like Jesus loved us. Jesus taught us to love, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus also said, love others as I love you. But see, that was before he died and gave them great revelation. So when Peter said it, it's more impact because he received salvation just like I just described. And now you have a reference of the love of Jesus towards others. Well, guess what I found out? Listen, men, because a lot of men struggle with this junk that Satan's trying. It's not you. It's the enemy trying to destroy you by through women. Love the women as people of God. Love them like Jesus loved you, and you cannot lust after them. And that'll kill Satan's temptation. See, what Satan is trying to do, he's trying to give us a mockery against God. Lust is mockery against the love of God. You conquer it by the love of God. See, the love of God is more powerful than lust. When you lust after a woman, you're looking at them as an object, a pleasure object. But that's a person with a soul. That's a daughter of God. That's somebody that God loves. And when you commit adultery, it's like punching everybody, that all of your friends, her family, your family, it's like punching them in the gut. You cheat on a man's daughter. He loved his daughter. He sent her to college. He watched, you know, they prayed for that. And then you just cheat on her and embarrass her. That's like slapping all of her family members, all of your children in the face. That's what adultery does. So the enemy is trying to start a huge problem by mocking your life. And I knew this. I said, Lord, show me. That's why I said, show me how to kill this problem. And the problem is, if I'm the first person that said anything like this, it's a shame, because preachers need to be teaching the word of God. We need to be drawing near to God and learning. Recently, a few years ago, I was able to put this in words. That connected the dots. The love of God drives out the darkness. You have to stick to what God is doing. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. Look at the date, and it'll download to your device. And check out the books on there also, The Cost of Freedom and The Spirit of Egypt. These things give us insight. And I really want everybody to take a look at our covenant week. It's at the bottom of the New Living Letters audio, page 6. That's where this broadcast is. Now, I give this information to make us stronger. I love the preachers out there. That's why I said that. See, sometimes we know in part. Even good preachers know in part. But the last two broadcasts, I talked about how all the preachers that you love, compare them to what Jesus said. Now, I'm doing this because there are tares among the wheat. And I want to point something else out. I don't know who is a tare and who's not. I don't know who the lukewarm church is. The Lord just told me a few moments ago when I'm doing this broadcast that the Laodicean church are tares. That's why he'll spit them out. They are tares. It's a lot of things that he been teaching me about the Laodicean church. Because I've been seeking them about it. But today he told me they are tares. They won't repent. So the because tares are out there, line everybody up with what Jesus taught, what Peter taught, what John taught, what James taught, and what Apostle Paul taught in the Word of God. And then read Revelation. You're going to get a clear picture of who's who. And those that are good are going to be, you know, they'll be known for being accurate. And those that are off track, you need to know it. Because when you trust something in the name of God's word, it needs to be God's word and not Satan's word. People, you know, they have itching ears and they gravitate to preachers that preach what they want. Lukewarm people don't want to know God for real, but they're wearing his name. So they find preachers that preach what they want to hear. Now, I can tell you a lot of stories, but you don't need that. You need to know what Jesus is saying and do what Jesus is saying. Jesus has full credibility from God, and anybody that try to discredit him is an antichrist spirit. Now, they're not the antichrist that's going to come up and the world's going to worship him, but they are the same spirit. They got the same spirit on them. Every movie, every song has a spirit behind it. And if you don't watch it, you'll get sucked into a vacuum of darkness. So whatever you decide to watch for entertainment or listen to for entertainment, make sure it's not cursing you. Because the word of God is real. Gravitate to the things of God. And if you have appetite for dark things, say with your mouth. Use your faith to get out of trouble. Say with your mouth that I only love the word of God. Say with your mouth, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. See, you're involving God when you're using his strength when you do that. You can't figure some things out. But sometimes you can watch a movie and receive a principle of God's word, even in a movie. But it's the Holy Spirit. Just like I can't tell you who a terror is and who a terror is not. God proved to us we don't have that knowledge. The angels don't have it either, because now angels are holy. They saw God's face. They have great judgment. But the Lord told the angels, don't yank up the tares. Let them grow together. And we'll separate them in the harvest. Because angels might uproot some wheat trying to uproot some tares, because sometimes they look no different. Only God can tell. And I respect that. Now, when I talk about the Laodicean church or tares, people think they know who they are. Sometimes people think it's a denomination that they disagree with. Sometimes it's people that don't go to church much. That's not accurate. My friend, that's not accurate. Sometimes people don't go to church because they've been wounded. Sometimes it might be because they're lazy. But that don't mean that they're not God's people. A tear is something you can't tell. I can't tell either. That's why the Lord gave me that word of wisdom, to compare everything that you've been taught by the men and women of God that you love, compare it to what Jesus said. And if it's out of flow with what Jesus taught, or what Peter taught, or what Paul taught, or what James taught, or what John taught, something's wrong. But understand also, people know in part. Now, they may say something that's more liking to what God said in one area, and they may not touch on another area. That's because people know in part. But when they teach error, you need to know it. The things that people teach that's wrong, you need to know that. And I love God's people. I'm not trying to point people out, because I don't know how to. That's God's doing. When the rapture happens, the post-rapture day, the day after the rapture, the people that are left, those are your tares. Those are your lukewarm believers. And lukewarm believers are tares. They're not under God's authority. So they don't share God's authority. You have to be under God's authority to share God's authority. Jesus gave us authority because we're under his authority. We're committed to obeying him. We don't do our own will. But people that do their own will and not God's will, they don't have authority. They're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They're tares. They're out of the loop. Lukewarm believing, that's contaminated. All right, let's put it another way. you got a clean bowl of milk. There's nothing wrong with it. You can drink it and it'll make you strong. But then you pour sour milk in it. Now drink it. All of it's bad. It's going to give you the runs. Just like a lukewarm believer. The enemy poured his doctrine into them. And they're contaminated. And they won't repent from it. The Lord also told me that lukewarm believers, they can repent if they want to. But they won't. That's why they're tares. They once had a relationship with God, but they left. They're just like the angels that left heaven to become fallen angels. What's the difference? They left greater knowledge for poor knowledge. So once saved, always saved don't apply to them. Now, I believe that once saved, always saved, if you stay in the will of God. Yes, because God will not cast out a person that loves him. You, let's look at Psalm 51. You know, God loves us. I love his word. I love his will. And I love his ways. See, the blood of Jesus can always clean you up. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than your sin. That don't give you the license to sin. And you're still going to have consequences for every sin you choose to do. Especially after you know better, and even if you don't. Now David put it this way, he said, now this is after he had an adulterous relationship with Bathsheba, then had her husband killed. Then the prophet Nathan came and ministered to him, and he repented. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thine Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. The power, he said, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. He's using God's strength now. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. Then he said this, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. He had revelation of who God is. And I love that song they made after, you know, off of this. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thine Holy Spirit from me, and restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. I love it. I can't sing good, but I love it. I love worship. Now, the Lord don't care how I sound. I sing to him all the time. It's the heart that God is after. It's the love, your love he's after. Your love towards what's right. Your love towards Jesus. Your love towards the Father. Your love towards each other. That's what the Word of God helps us do. But the spirit of Antichrist is not that way. And the spirit of Antichrist is no better than the lukewarm church. They're no better. See, you got some people out there, they never had a relationship with God. And they don't know what they're talking about. But then you got those that had a relationship and went to and gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And never see, the only way to shut down the seduce the voices, the doctrines, and the teachings of the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, you gotta go to the Word and you gotta fight deception, just like you fight lust and anger. See, everything of Satan can be conquered. Everything of Satan can be conquered. I decided I was not going to go through this life half tempted with women and try to hide it. I said, God, I want to kill this problem. The temptation didn't come from me. It came from without. So I used the shield of faith and learned to fight it. Now, I taught you can't lust after women if you love them. So now I had another problem, and I close with this. And I talk about this sometimes, but since I brought it up, I'll close with this. There were times I practiced what God said, but I still felt the temptation. I said, Lord, something's wrong. Something else is wrong. Show me what it is. And one day, he said, fear not falling. And that closed the deal right there. When I feared that I would fall, that gave an attachment to Satan. Perfect love cast out fear. But I didn't know that I feared that I would fall. And Satan was using that to tempt me too. Walk in the love of God without fear, and you'll be free. Not just against men lusting after women, but in any situation, things that's too big for you. Walk in the love of God and don't fear disaster. Don't, if you got a business and it's struggling like mine was, don't fear losing. You're not going to lose anything. Expect the best. Pray over your business. Don't look at competition. Pray over what God is doing in you and bless it. Sow seeds and command the angels to bring you cash like I did. Years ago, Steve Green talked about that, but I didn't understand. I didn't know how to command angels till the Lord brought it back to me. I said, Lord, every month, the third week of the month, I started losing. I'm not doing anything. If I made money that last week, I'd be over the top. I won't have just enough. I said, what's wrong? He said, every morning before your feet hit the floor, command your angels to bring you cash. And it works. And I close with that. Don't live with fear. Don't let fear wreck your life. And never let lust wreck your life. But continue in the love of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.